Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hi there, friends. I'm telling you what, March is such a beautiful time of the year here in the Treasure Coast. There's always exciting things to do and explore. And today's show will highlight one thing in particular that I'm so jazzed about. But prior to introducing our guest in the studio, I do want to give a shout out to our friends at True Colors Salon and Spa, the largest salon in the Treasure Coast, 6,000 square feet. They have weekend and evening hours, a stylist for every hair type and budget, yet they do more than just hair. There's massage packages, there's nails, and there's always skincare options and monthly specials that you might want to take advantage of. You can hop on their website, customize a gift card for an anniversary or a birthday. It's just so easy and convenient. We love True Color Salon. They have a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. I know you will love them as well. Of course, at White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery, we have a heart for giving back to this community, and we can really only do that by your ongoing support. So as you're planning renovations or you fall in love with a big piece that might be out at one of the outlets, trust White Glove to be able to help you get it to and fro with ease while also making it really cost-effective, yet paying attention to the details. So whether you are looking to move and stay within the Treasure Coast or Florida, or if you're looking to go out of state or come into Florida, White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery can help. It's always a free estimate. And thereby, we're able to keep supporting great events and causes like the United Way of St. Lucie and Okeechobee. Here in the studio is President and CEO Tom Epsky. And Tom, I am just so interested. This is a very busy time of year for United Way in particular. And I've always been impressed by the fact checking, the peer-to-peer involvement that happens with United Way as an organization. It really is so much different than some of the other more grassroots type of not-for-profits that we have throughout the Treasure Coast. So welcome to the program.
Well, thanks, Anna. I appreciate being here.
I'm thrilled that you're here, and some folks might not actually know what United Way does. I was hoping maybe you could give us a little overview.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the first time I heard about United Way was way back in the 1900s, my first workplace campaign. And I remember attending a seminar that my workplace had put on and was just introducing us to United Way. They were doing a workplace campaign and wanted us to contribute. And United Way came in, and it was really an eye-opener to understand how United Way helps the community by maximizing a whole bunch of little donations to make a significant difference. And you're right, Anna, the great thing about what impressed me at that time and why I became a lifelong giver to United Way was the fact that United Way is really the gold standard in being able to vet and look at programs through their financial records to make sure that programs that are seeking funding are viable and that they're helping move the needle to help our neighbors thrive. Uh-huh. And so that type of review, which, by the way, is done by citizens. It's not staff-driven.
Which is so incredible.
Yeah, absolutely, because everyday citizens come to United Way. They are community leaders. They're people that are working in the community. They're people that may be working in a nonprofit. They understand the needs. They understand the gaps in service. And they come to the table knowing the needs and knowing where we need the help and looking at the programs that have applied for funding and looking at the, like I said, the agencies themselves and their viability and making the tough choices to say, look, this is the program that we want to fund this year because this is the one that can make the best effort for our neighbors' dollars.
And there are more than just one organization that benefits after those citizen reviews. So how does an organization get United Way funding? What is that process?
Yeah, each local United Way is a little different. But here on the Treasure Coast, essentially our local United Ways look at certain funding pillars each year. So it could be healthy communities, financial stability, youth opportunity, basic needs programs. And so an organization, when the funding period opens, for example, in St. Lucie and Okeechobee, it's opening this week, they can go online and apply to us for funding. They fill out an application detailing what that funding is going to be used for, the program, how they're going to move the needle in terms of achieving certain outcome indicators within that pillar. Like I said, financial stability, for example. And they make their best effort. And then they come and actually do a presentation before those citizens that serve on the review panels.
Each applicant comes and does the presentation?
Each applicant,
and
yes.
How many could that be in any given year?
It could be anywhere from 10, 15 to 20, depending, depending on the need and who's applying.
Interesting, interesting. Now, United Way talks about ALICE.
We do.
A-L-I-C-E. Is this an acronym?
It's an acronym. We like to say, you know, we know ALICE in our community. Unfortunately, it's not just one person, it's many people. ALICE stands for Asset Limited, Income Constrained, and Employed. So often the nonprofit community focuses on individuals who are at the federal poverty line or below. What United Way recognized about 20 years ago is that there's a significant population that are here in our community that are struggling to make basic ends meet.
Yeah.
And so they're working individuals. That's why we talk about employed, but they don't have a reserve account. They don't have the ability to catch up in rising times of inflation and tough economy. They go to the grocery store, you know, eggs at $7 a dozen.
It's nuts.
It hits them hard. And sometimes they're making tough choices, whether that they can afford food for their family or maybe buying the medication that they need for their health. They're one financial disaster away from, you know, like a car that they need to be able to get to work. If they're not able to afford that repair, they can't get to their job.
Right.
And then we know what the consequences could be. So United Way likes to focus on ALICE and being able to look at programs and services that make sure that they're stable and that they can be helped along the way so they don't fall further behind. And the surprising number is right here on the Treasure Coast, you know, today we're talking about a family of four needs to make almost $80,000. So we're not talking about, you know, federal poverty level here. We're talking about families that are struggling. If you're not making $80,000 as a family of four here in the Treasure Coast, you're considered ALICE.
Interesting. Is that a program where the opportunity for help with filing taxes and so forth, that falls under the ALICE program?
It could. So concept. We're talking about our VITA program, right? Our Volunteer Income Tax Assistance program, where if you have a certain dollar amount of income, you qualify for free income tax preparation. It's a great program.
And this is the time of year.
And this is the time of year because we know that so many people, last year, in fact, in St. Lucie, our VITA program brought back $800,000 to our community that probably would have been left on the table for Washington to spend. And as we know now, you know, we can see the waste and fraud, right?
Yeah.
That's being uncovered. We want to bring that back to our community. That can help an ALICE family think about
tremendously,
you know, an extra earned income tax credit that they didn't know about that could $1,500 help them really with something that to catch up on what they're falling behind with.
So before we jump into ways that the United Way actively fundraises so that it can help propel the mission and the community at large, if folks were intrigued by what we've already discussed, they are a not-for-profit, they feel as if they hit one of those pillars, they want the opportunity to apply for the citizens review, or they're listening, they're saying, I believe we qualify for assistance in being able to file for our taxes. I want to be able to take advantage, learn a little bit more. What's the website that we want to steer them to?
They could log into www.uwslo.org.
Okay. Lots of acronyms.
Lots of acronyms. It stands for United Way St. Lucie Okeechobee, UWSLO.
All right. Perfect. Okay. So now I'm so excited about this particular upcoming event. I know that this is just one way that you are trying to raise awareness in dollars. What are some of the things that United Way does to help get those much needed monies in to support and focus on their mission?
Yeah, so we not only give grants to nonprofit agencies, as we talked about, United Way also funds direct service programs itself. We have our Tools for School program. Talking about ALICE, most of our classroom teachers probably fall into the ALICE population.
Yep.
You know, the schools don't have a lot of resources to buy needed supplies, backpacks, pencils, things that the kids need every day, paper. And so our Tools for School store helps teachers be able to get free school supplies that they can bring back to their classroom.
Oh.
And help the kids that need that.
Do they order online for those items, or you come into the office?
We actually have a little warehouse space that teachers can sign up for and do a shopping event.
Okay. And they would do that right through the website?
And they can do that through the website, right.
Okay. Is there more programs?
We do. We have our community partnership school, which we're very excited about. We've had one at Weatherby Elementary in White City for about 3-4 years now. We've just expanded to a new school site this school year at Weatherby Elementary. And it's a partnership that brings together community stakeholders, our healthcare organization, the community college at IRSC, the Children's Services Council. And we try to do a wraparound program to be embedded in the school to be able to provide support not only for the kids, but their families, as well as the teachers and the surrounding community. Some of the things that we do offer, like mental health, children's pediatric dental, and other programs that are needed. We also, thanks to a grant from our food bank, we have a food pantry in there just to kind of catch up on times where, you know, the kids may be going home on the weekend and may not have enough to eat all week and or weekend. And it gives them that little extra subsistence.
And where is that located?
The food pantry is within the school, so it's available for
brilliant.
Our community partners at the school.
You know, and that's just it. There's so many offerings, yet when we make it challenging or far for them to be able to get and access those things, it's not able to be taken advantage of in the sense that people get to use it with as much ease. That just makes it so user-friendly.
Yes, absolutely. And again, it's unfortunate that it's only at those two schools. I'd love to see it in all schools along the Treasure mm-hmm. Coast. But, you know, it's how you eat an elephant, one bite at a time. And we're demonstrating how we can make a difference in the community. So, yeah, it's the direct service as well as the programs that we fund that are making a huge difference in our community right now.
All right. So let's talk about how we raise those monies.
Yeah. So traditionally, as most people know, like I described, my first introduction, United Way, raised money through workplace campaigns mm-hmm. where we were able to go into a workplace, talk about the needs, and through payroll deduction, people gave very generously. Different times now, I think people have different ways that they want to give and offer. So, you know, nonprofits across the board are struggling with, and especially in tough economic times, how we can raise money. So, you know, we're generous. We have generous donors, individuals, Tocqueville givers at $10,000 or more, residential campaigns, and through grants that we receive ourselves to be able to operate some of the programs I've talked about. But one of the things we're doing is, you know, as you know, because you're out in the community all the time, Anna, there's lots of events and it can be sometimes fatiguing, you know, having another dinner with a rubber chicken.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
So we want to do something fun for our community. And that's why on April 5th, we're doing Stand Up for United Way, which is a stand up comedy show.
Yay. I'm such a sucker for good comedy.
Oh, me too. It's a great opportunity to come out and not only enjoy a great meal, but come and see some great entertainment. And who doesn't want to laugh, right?
Yes, 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 yes. And you're going to be doing this right in the heart of tradition.
We are. It's at Tradition Town Hall, April 5th.
And great venue.
It is a great venue. And we're just looking so forward to being there and having a great time.
So it is a few weeks out. There is opportunities to sponsor. I know that White Glove Moving and Storage is happy to be supporting this event. But folks that may not be able to sponsor, they could, in fact, just purchase tickets.
Yes, there's general admission tickets. There's VIP tickets, which has dedicated service if you don't want to go and wait for your adult beverage, perhaps. You know, there's some levels there. But just a general admission ticket, it's $150. But again, that includes your meal and that includes your whole night of entertainment.
I think that that is just swell. And again, website, we can procure our tickets there?
Yes, United Way, St. Lucie and Okeechobee at uwslo.org.
Wow, lots to experience here in the Treasure Coast, and that's a great way to kick off April. I like it. It's going to be a fun-filled Saturday evening. There's more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the region. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Big news, Treasure Coast. Your favorite mortgage team just got even better. Introducing the same trusted faces you know and love, now with Union Home Mortgage.
Hi, this is Shannon Pohl.
Hi, this is Lucy Cranker.
And these high-producing team members bring decades of experience, unwavering honesty, and hearts of gold to every home loan. And here's the best part. Same local processing, underwriting, and appraisers you rely on. Contact Union Home Mortgage.
Visit us online at shannoncpohl.com
and lucycranker.com.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Experience the magic of Hollywood's golden age. Riverside Theater presents Singin' in the Rain.
Good morning. Good morning.
Filled with every memorable moment from the classic 50s film and a downpour of unforgettable songs.
Singin' in the Rain.
The greatest movie musical of all time is splashing onto the stage at the beautiful Riverside Theater. Singin' in the Rain is now playing, and you can get your best seats now at the box office or online at riversidetheater.com.
Hey, you! Host your very own show every week at Evergreen Media Network in Vero Beach. Go live to YouTube and Facebook with up to 4 people and your very own producer. Be heard on more than 15 podcast platforms and local radio. All you have to do is show up and talk. Your guests can join from anywhere in the world. It's easy to get started with the largest podcast studio on the Treasure Coast. Contact Evergreen Media to tour the studio.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Welcome back, friends. Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. You know, I love my Foxy Nail family. Ladies, gents, and kids, too. You want to get foxified, right? From manicures to pedicures. It's about that time where we change up the season here in the Treasure Coast, and everything's going to be open-toed shoes. And just know, we are looking. That's right. So Foxy Nails open 7 days a week. Gift certificates always available. You can come with them with a fun theme. Easter's just a few weeks out. And they will give you true nail art that will last for weeks. You're going to love it. I love Foxy's. They have two locations. One near the Fresh Market in Vero. The second off of Seaway Drive in St. Lucie County. They love to support the community. They're always giving. And I know that whenever I go in, I'm making a new friend. That's fun. Union Home Mortgage, Shannon and Lucy, they are pillars in the community. They love to support the real estate industry at large. They have multiple locations. It's a complimentary consultation. This is tax time. You might be getting a little chunk of change. You might want to put yourself on the path to home ownership. And Shannon and Lucy, Union Home Mortgage, can help. Here in the studio, I have Mr. Tom Epsky. He is the president and CEO of the United Way, St. Lucie, and Okeechobee. We have highlighted some of the good work and programs that they offer. we've talked about ways that they help raise those dollars to fund those programs and other not-for-profits. So I ask you this, Tom. Why would someone choose to give to the United Way versus just giving to a not-for-profit individually?
Oh, that's a great question. And one of the things I learned, you know, from early on is that, you know, when you're watching TV and you see those commercials and it really pulls on your heartstring to want to give to that cause, you never know how much of your dollar is actually going to direct service to help the people. How much is maybe going to administrative overhead, right?
Sure.
Could be 10 cents on a dollar sometimes that is actually going to help people. At United Way, that's completely reversed. We give most of our dollars to help the organizations that are vetted and have gone through this extensive review process to ensure to the donor that this is a program that's going to move the needle and help people thrive. So we also can take that $1 that somebody's giving and combine it with many other dollars that people are giving to really make a meaningful grant.
Yes.
To help the community, as opposed to, you know, myself, maybe I can afford $20. How's that $20 really going to help this program or service? So let's put it together and maximize where we know it's truly needed in the community.
Smart, very smart indeed. And we had been chatting, knowing that the website is really a hub for folks to take advantage of some of the programs that you have, maybe sign up for the tax return offerings that you have, but also the opportunity for someone to volunteer on the citizen review.
Yes.
Because there are so many people that are questioning a lot as we are entering a new year and all the buzz of what's going on in the media. And so they might say, hey, I can do that. I can make that impact. I can serve in the citizen review process. You're taking applications now for that, right?
That's right, Anna. We are. And we'd love to have a broader, diverse group of people with their own everyday life experience to come to the table and help us understand. You're in this community. You're a part of this community. What do you see? What do you think? How does this program dovetail into helping our community be better?
So before we rattle off the website again, I do want to drive home the fact that in just a couple weeks, you have a really fun event that's going to take place in the heart of Downtown Tradition, which makes it accessible for all of our friends throughout St. Lucie County to get to. Can you give us a quick recap? We have about 2 minutes left, and I want to make sure that as folks are listening, they might choose to step up and sponsor or reserve a table, and I want them to be able to get that done.
Yeah, Saturday, April 5th, it's Stand Up for United Way. It's a dinner and comedy show. It's something that I haven't seen done here on the Treasure Coast before, quite frankly. It's not just another banquet to come out and support a cause. It's something that, you know, you can actually go and have an entertaining and fun time with your family and friends.
It's an experience.
It's an experience. That's right.
So general admission tickets, $150, but there's opportunities to create packages through sponsorship that will include your tickets, and then you're guaranteed an opportunity to laugh when... Let's face it, I think we could all use a little more laughter. So one more time with that website, please, Tom.
It's uwslo.org.
And so from there, friends, you'll be able to live link to everything, learn about the programs. Maybe you're a not-for-profit, you're in St. Lucie, Okeechobee. You say, I want to maybe qualify to receive those dollars from United Way. All of it's going to be right there, as well as your opportunity to secure tickets for April 5th. I have the pleasure of knowing one of Tom's right-hand ladies, Tatum Kelly. She comes to the Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network, and I'm hoping that as you're listening, that maybe you too will take the time to come join us out there in the networking circuit side of things. White Glove Moving and Storage is one of the proud underwriters, and we love bringing women together and making it easy to hear what we each do and how we can support one another. We give prizes and testimonials, and it's just the cost of lunch when it works in your schedule. So our next one will be in Stewart at Michelina's, and that will be on March 19th. So the first Tuesday of every month is in Port St. Lucie at Tutto Fresco, the second Friday of each month at the Twisted Lime in Vero Beach, and the third Wednesday of each month at Michelina's there in Stewart. Just the cost of lunch, and it's just fun, effective, and uplifting. We can all use some of that in our lives. I kid you not. You can register at TC for Treasure Coast, TC Premier Women's Network. And if you like today's show, you want a live link to our sponsors, or share this broadcast with others, check us out at treasurecoastinsider.us. Tom Epsky, President and CEO, United Way, St. Lucie and Okeechobee. Sir, you are a busy man. Thank you for making time. Keep up the good work.
Thank you for having me, Anna.
Cheers.